Amsterdam friends. How are you? What are you? What are you doing indoors today? That is a big sacrifice, and I'm very grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Mother's Day, huh? I've been told that it's also Grandmother's Day. So, you know, when I was here touring with More Than a Song, and we were writing some of the songs of the record, and I was living only a few blocks from here. And I was living on the fourth floor, and it was one of those where the stairs go straight up. And every day I would go up and down those stairs on four floors, and that was the best exercise I ever got in my life. That song was something I wrote for the new record, and I wrote it while I was in Taos, New Mexico, which is where the Taos Pueblo Indian tribe is. And back behind Taos Pueblo is this mountain. They call it the mountain. It's Taos Mountain, and it's the big rain catcher, the big snow catcher for that area. And all the rain and snow comes and that just holds onto that mountain, and then it melts down. And they've built this. They had a big laugh at me last night because I said they have a 150-year-old ditch system. Like, that's old. And everybody, you know, of course, in Holland laughs at me. How old is your ditch system? Must be, what, 500 years old or something. But in the States, a 150-year-old ditch system is actually old. But so because in New Mexico, it's really high desert, so if you didn't have that mountain, if it wasn't collecting, if they didn't have that ditch system, it would just be a 7,000-foot high, dry plain with nothing on it but maybe cactus and sagebrush. But because of the mountain, it's covered with orchards and pastures and cornfields, and it's a beautiful thing. And that's why they think they call the mountain sacred. So I was imagining the moon coming up over that mountain and shining down on the orchard right where my house is. And I started to write this as a letter to my grandchildren because I'm worried about their future. And so I wrote it like a letter to them. Because I think someday they're gonna ask me why I didn't do more. I can tell you, I am so worried about everything. Horizon, your expected rain. If you It's been a few years since I've been here. 3 years. Is that right, Joanna? God, 3 years. Last time I was here, I was still standing and I didn't have glasses. Starting to circle the outside of the drain. I don't know if you guys have that expression. We say when you're moving towards the end of your life, you circle the drain. I'm on the outside part, circling. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day. this new record is called The Nocturne Diaries, and it's a bunch of songs that I wrote at night. And that's not that hard when you get to be a certain age. You don't sleep through the night anymore. It's so frustrating. But I found myself waking up in the middle of the night and worrying about everything. And so, that's how that last song came about. But I think about these things like, what kind of world are my grandchildren going to inherit? You know, and the whole financial disaster, and of course, even more important, the ecological disaster that we seem to be right on the edge of right now. And so I think about those things, and then of course I think, I'm gonna die. That's my favorite one, because what do you tell yourself? How do you reassure yourself? You're not gonna die. That doesn't really work. So I lie there, and you know, and so I thought I'd just get up and write these songs instead. And so, doesn't it sound like the kind of record that you want to go listen to? A bunch of happy songs. You want to go right out there and buy it just this minute, because it just sounds so much fun. But actually, it's not all the depressing things. It's also, you know, in the middle of the night, I'm sure you've noticed this, the things that are beautiful in your life, the things that sustain you, all the things that make you want to get up every day, those things are there in the middle of the night too, and they're very real. And even the backdrop of mortality makes those things more precious than ever. Thank you.
We can slip through the cracks. I'll hold on to you till the world fades to black. There's no
Michael, let me take a little more guitar in this monitor here, please. Just a little bit. This is a song that my brother Tony wrote. Tony's a wonderful songwriter and guitar player out of Los Angeles. And he doesn't write a lot of songs, but the ones he writes are often just perfect. And this was one of them. And I put it on my last record because I just loved it so much. And I played it so much now that I keep thinking that I wrote it. Gotta give him his proper credit. It's the story of a ghost who's drifting in and out of this world and the old world. He's not sure where he is. He's losing himself. He's cranky, he's annoyed, he's frustrated, and he can't figure out where his bones are buried, because there's been so much building and development where he used to live. So he's just searching around for his bones and memories. And the song is kind of perfect for me in so many ways. It's called Death. Death in Arkansas. Life was
was hallowed and we wouldn't burn. Hands folded gently to say goodbye. It was just this place underneath the sky. Can you see our bones hiding like a toad in the old red dirt that is now a road? Beneath the sign that blames our farm and the shopping mall where the house is gone. Forgetting that a soul may call when there is a death in our song. And a sign on the church says his will is done. I can't see the birds or find the fields that hold my bones beneath the wheels. And a mother worries that her son won't come. And the TV stares at a blinking wall. But the lone dogs howl and the crows still call. And there is a death in
Shakespeare in Massachusetts, the amazing Jim Henry here on the show. I'll take a little more vocal in the monitor, too. More me everywhere. So I've been doing this trio with Mary Gaucher and Gretchen Peters, and sometimes alternating with Lynn Miles. And we call ourselves Three Women and the Truth. And we've been just traveling around, we three just sit on stage and swap stories and songs. And a couple of months ago, they said to me, Eliza, you're writing the happiest songs in the band. So I thought, that's pretty bad. But and I was like, well, why? Because I'm the one who thinks we're going to have a huge collapse. They said, well, because you write all these love songs and you're obviously lucky in love. That is true. Although it took me a long time to get here. Kissed a lot of frogs. Maybe that's why I like frogs and toads so much. I have a thing about them. More, I will think about that later, not on your time. All right. Secret you did share, for all your words that flowed like wine, roses at the end of time. Thank you. This was taken from the lyrics of a poem by the great American poet. He was one of our poet laureates, William Stafford. He's now deceased. And this was put to music by my good friend and one of our great American songwriters, John Gorka. Yes, I know you guys, I know John comes over here, and he's such a great songwriter and a wonderful person, too. And this, I love this. I've been here because I tour a lot with John, and I've been hearing him do this song for a while, and I just thought I really want to try my hand at it. And I asked him, actually, if he'd ever met William Stafford, because the melody and the lyrics go so beautifully together. And they never met because Stafford died in the mid-90s. But I just love the idea that two people that never met, two great creative minds could come together and make something where the whole was greater than the sum of the parts. The song is called Where No Monument Stands. Thank you. Michael, just a little bit overall more monitor. The room is nice and, you know, warm now.
Thank you.
This is a song that I put on the new record because I thought it was like a. It was written by my dad, Terry Gilkison. And those of you who've seen my shows before, you know about my dad. He was a songwriter, singer-songwriter, who was a folk singer in the 50s. He had hit songs all the way from. Well, he went out to California in 1948, and he sold bottled water door to door for the first year he was there. But by the end of that first year, he had his first hit song. With an artist at the time called his name was Doris Day. Yeah, I don't know. You have to be kind of old to remember Doris Day, but she was out of that era. And so then right after, next year he had another hit song with Frankie Lane, a song called "Cry of the Wild Goose." It's all about a rambling guy. And I call those Freebird songs because you know the song Freebird. I hate that song. That's like, you can't like, no woman should ever, because of the Freebird songs, there's like a category of songs, that's why I hate them. Because they always, some guy's a rambling guy, and there's the woman is always some millstone around his neck. And I was like, you don't need no woman tag along. I just hate them. As a matter of fact, I knew when my second marriage was over, because we were driving around the car, I don't remember where we were, on the road somewhere, and Freebird came on the radio, and instead of turning it off or down like a decent person should, he turned it up and he looked over at me right in the chorus. He goes, "And this bird you can." And I remember thinking, how much money is it going to take me to get out of this one? No, it was a good thing it was over. Believe me. But everybody went on to better things. Yeah, so. I've digressed. So anyway, my dad had hit songs by, Johnny Cash recorded his stuff, Dean Martin, the Brothers Four, the Kingston Trio, Gordon Lightfoot, so many people. And this song was not one of his international hits, but this was one that was a big folk hit for anybody in the 50s. Everybody knew this song because it was a train song, and it was like I said, a page from his Nocturne Diaries. I listen for the whistle and I lie awake and wait. Wish the railroad didn't run so near. Used to be, work as hard as any girl in town. Thank you. Well, I want to do this song, and I thought usually I do two sets, and I take a break, and then people tell me I make an actual list of requests, because that's fun to let you guys write the second set. So if you have requests, we're only doing one set tonight, so you're going to have to yell them out, so sorry about that. I know some people are shy, but I'd love to hear what you would like me to play, as long as it's something that I wrote about myself. So, Man of God. What was that one? Great Correction?
Yeah.
Oh, Tender Mercies? Okay. Vera Rosa. Yes?
Walk.
Okay. All right. Let's start right there. No, that's good. I'll do all of those, but I just help me remember, okay? We'll start with Rose of Sharon. This is a song I stole from the Old Testament. So far, I have not been struck down, but I've definitely been punished. I changed it around to just be a little bit more like a love song. I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of valley. As a lily grown among the thorns, love in this world has found me. As an apple tree among the trees that grow deep in the forest, my lover's form is comely, with life and limb most joyous. Rise up, my love, and come away. The rain is over and gone. Your love is the fruit of my darkest day, and I am your rose. His gentle hand lies under my head. His shoulders turn to face me. I shall not stir him from my bed while he doth so embrace me. Bring me wine to pass the time, though none but him can soothe me. I am my beloved's, and he is mine. Desire for his pleasure moves me. Rise up, my love, and come on. Rain is over and gone. Your love is the fruit of my darkest day, and I am your rose of Sharon. Thank you. Okay, so what were those songs again? Let's hear them again.
It was
Man of God. I've got a new rant. The Man of God was, you know, that was the Bush regime. Now, so, but I have another rant. Yes?
Correction.
Correction, okay. And then Beros. Okay, let's start with Beros. You know, it's funny because your English is so good that sometimes I forget it's not your first language. And then I probably get really complicated. But we had a joke the other night, because jokes don't always cross the cultural barriers. Have you noticed this? The language barriers, the jokes are like, well, you know, they don't do very well. And I always forget, and I come over here and I tell jokes with a lot of colloquial expressions, and about 30 seconds later, people laugh, you know. I totally get it. But we told one the other night, it wasn't even a joke, I was just singing a song, if you ask me to play Fall Into the Night, then I'll tell you the joke. But we all laughed so hard, and then I remembered how much you guys like to have a good laugh. So I do too, so we'll see what happens. Not on this song, though. This one is in Spanish, so I wrote it for my granddaughter, Bea Rosa, who is, she is half Mexican, she's Mexican-American, we say. And so she speaks some Spanish. Her abuela, her grandmother, only speaks Spanish. So if Bea wants to get something from her grandmother, she has to speak in Spanish. That's good. She has pretty good Spanish. But I wrote this song for her right when Bush II was going to war in Iraq, and I was so worried about her future, as opposed to now. I'm not worried at all now. But so I thought I would, you know. I wrote this song because we had this beautiful day together, and it was just so lovely, and I thought, God, you know, it was the comparison between what was going on across the world and this was so great. If you know any Spanish at all, if you have very little, like 2 years of Spanish, then you will understand this song. And if you are fluent in Spanish, you won't know what I'm talking about. De amor, mi bella, bella rosa, del sol llena de calor, acariciando a todos. Recuerdo tu dulce aliento y tu piel de canela, clavando en el lado azul. Yendo a beber el aire con los días de alegría, momentos preciosos de mesas con abundancia de pan y sandía, lo que tu corazón desea. Thank you.
Down to the wire.
walls come tumbling down, and the great correction comes. Don't let me down when the great correction comes. Lays them down and listens at the door.
me what time it is. I completely lost track. But I can do a few more, right? I'm good for time. All right with you guys?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, so let's see. What do we do? Something in this tuning, maybe. Guys, it's time for you to sing. Sure? All right, good. Here's your part. Now, this is kind of a political song for the U.S., but I mean, I'm sure you agree that there's kind of a 1% all over the world that pretty much has control of everything. So, you know, it's here and everywhere. So, this is for your 1% and ours. Mostly ours. Here's your part. It's not what I'm supposed to be doing.
What kind of beast comes slouching? What kind of beast comes slouching? What kind of beast comes slouching? Who stands behind him? I want.
online. All right, we'll do one more, this is another one that's sing-alongable, if you care to join in. This is the first song that I wrote for the new record, and I was lying awake at night going through my litany of things that I worry about, and, you know, future grandchildren, financial, environmental death. And I was, you know, lying there sweating it, and then I looked over and I realized that my husband was just sleeping soundly next to me, all happy and everything. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm not jealous, I just, you know, and he's worried too, but he somehow seems to be able to sleep through the night. And so I thought, well, if I just lean my foot against him, it'll calm me down. So I moved my foot across the bed there, and I just leaned it against his leg, and it was like plugging into a tranquilizer. It totally was working for me, and then this voice comes, and, you know, I'm thinking, oh, you're like my touchstone. Do you have that word? A touchstone is like this special thing that you hold that keeps you centered, and it's like a magic talisman or something. So I said, that's what I thought was, you're like my touchstone, you know, I just touch him and I feel, you know, relaxed. And then his voice goes, that's a song, Eliza, get up, go down, write the song. So, you know, I was like, rad room, like the monster or something. But you have to get up, you know, because I teach in my songwriting, I just start teaching songwriting classes, and that's the first thing you have to do, is when an idea or a song comes, you can't just go, oh, I'll see you in the morning, you know, you have to get up, you have to honor the muse, you know, you have to make a place for it, you have to offer it a beer, you have to do something to keep it there, and you can't expect, it won't be there in the morning. Years ago I was touring with Arlo Guthrie, and I heard him say this one night, he said, you know, you have to write them down when they come, because if you don't write them down, then they all default to Bob Dylan. I'll never forget that. So, of course, on that night when the Touchstone song was coming, I certainly didn't want Bob Dylan to get it. He's gotten so many of mine. So I got up, I went downstairs, and I wrote the song. And, you know, it was one of those ones that was really coming anyway, so it was fun to write, and it was swept through me. It was, you know, really had parts, and, you know, and it had inspiration and everything, and feeling, and so I was excited about it. And by dawn, you know, I was starting to get sleepy, that sort of blissful feeling, like I had it down, and so I started to feel sleepy, and I started back up the stairs, and down the stairs, here comes my husband, and he passed him in the stairway, and I'm like, morning, Touchstone, and don't touch me, I've already had my way with you in song. So much easier. So I have to keep moving after I say that. So anyway, this is the song that came out of that. Now, thank you all so much for coming out on. I know this was this is a day to go outside, and it makes my day that you're here tonight. Today. Thank you so much for braving the beautiful day to go indoors. So sweet. So thank you, and thanks to this amazing guy right here, Jim Henry. We have our CDs. Jim's got two CDs out there as well, wonderful CDs, and I have everything out there. So we'll just come right out after the show and say hi to everybody. The song is called Touchstone, as I've already told you.
When shadows fall, where you lie sleeping in that dark hour before the dawn, your breathing calm, your lone heart beating, give me the strength. Thank you. girl I was. I can't recall. Your love has changed me for the better. The way the love can change us. So
here we go, my darling one.
My darling one.
You're my touchstone.
This world's obstruction
throws you the road to you. It's my journey home.
It's my journey home. Stays behind, then we will know we kept love's promise and wasted not our precious time.
Darling one,
my darling one,
every touchstone.
This world's obstruction.
The road to you, the road to you is my journey home.
It's my journey home.
Let's hear you sing, my darling one.
My darling,
you are my touchstone. So this song is one that I wrote for the More Than a Song tour that with Art van der Veen and Ian Matthews, and we toured. I think we toured Holland for something like 6 weeks. I didn't know that's possible. It'd be like touring Los Angeles for 6 months, but 6 weeks. But somehow we played a different city every night. So at least I think we did. So this song is on the More Than that record that we made together, and since then I've changed it a little bit because I felt like I was overstating the chorus a little too much, so I sort of edited the chorus. So if you were familiar with the More Than a Song, then this is a slightly different version. But I also added a verse to it because I was lying in bed and I was imagining, because I had played here at Paradiso, and I was thinking, I was in my mind, I turned it into a hotel with a neon sign outside. It was making parodies, so parodies. So that somehow that ended up back into the songs. That'd be fun to do it while I'm right here.
Sailing across the seas, pursuing sorry ships, don't know they're sinking, holding on until all hope is gone. Focusing my eyes on distant stars, so far away they're blinking, on and off and on and off and on. And the bird in my hand is promising in my hand is promising.